this week on The Loot Drop.
London.
Bitch, you stole my cock.
If it's not giggling or heavy breathing, it's coughing.
I'm calm.
Okay, quiet on the set. Take two.
And rolling. Did someone just have a clapboard?
Character again.
I'm a terrible actor.
Take three. Action.
Oh my god, we're never gonna get through this, are we?
Hello, and no. Welcome to episode 3 of The Loot Drop, a podcast about games, film, culture, and games. And we finally have our full intended house. I am your host, Jack Yorson, and my fellow looters today are Martin Shaw.
Hello.
Dale Brownless.
This is my podcast.
Stuart Johnston.
Sup!
And at long last, joining us, Sam.
The star of the show, I might add.
It's Chan, like Jackie. That's his granddad.
Sam Chan. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet name, bro.
So today's podcast title will be Learning Sam's Name.
Oh, yeah, man. Just to let you guys know, my name's Samuel, not Sam.
But we call him Sam because we're lazy.
Yep.
And presumably because it annoys him.
No. Maybe.
All right, good guy, Dale.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
I also remember, we've gone 2 episodes now without crediting the composer of our theme song.
Yeah.
So shout out to our own Martin.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
In other news, Stuart has legally changed his name to Martin. For reasons unknown.
You're welcome.
That's what for.
Alright. So, let us begin or continue or whatever. With what we've been up to this week. Mainly what we've been playing game-wise. So, to go first, I nominate...
Sam.
Me!
It's kind of hard to argue with the majority.
Wow, you know, I tried.
Sam's first podcast, we've already scared the life out of him by nominating him to go first.
Yeah.
So Sam,
it's like the Hunger Games all over again.
Well, let's see. What have I been playing? Them Pokemons?
Yeah.
Good start.
Persona 4 Golden.
Also good.
Yeah.
And them Yugimons.
Wait, what?
It's my favorite.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
You're just trying to score all the 90s nostalgia points.
Yep.
Oh yeah, totally.
Combine all of the crappy anime.
He's also currently wearing his Billy the
Blue
Ranger outfit.
I'm sorry, wait. Hold on. Hold up. Crappy anime.
Alright, no. Let's hear your side of the argument. Go on.
You bite your tongue, young sir.
Sam, sassy
you
chat.
Like a gentleman.
You have no idea what you're talking about, okay? No idea.
Oh, I beg to differ. Really?
No, you don't.
Can you honestly go back and watch an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Digimon whatever today?
Yeah.
I would if they translated.
Snake?
Snake being detected again.
guys.
God damn it, Stuart.
It's on silent.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Hideo Kojima.
Dale, that was your fault.
That was me. I messaged him in Facebook. I messaged the group on Facebook and realized it was Stuart's phone to decide to be spotted in its hiding place.
My head hurts already.
Welcome to my world.
I just, like, everyone must envision, like, us all sat around a table and, like, all of us are laughing and Martin's sat in the corner smoking like, I fucking hate these people. How did they get in my house? He's like, meant to be part of the podcast. We just gate crashed his fucking birthday party. Now he hates us.
We're just, like, all in the middle getting high and he's, like, the disapproving parent looking down on us.
I have no son. Michelangelo, would you go to bed?
I'm pretty sure we were on some kind of course here.
Yeah, we were asking. Yeah. Yes.
Well, anyway, those were the games that I played.
Okay, cool.
Have you been enjoying them?
Yes. Why would I be playing them otherwise?
Because you'll find out later. Sadist.
What? No. I am far from a sadist, okay?
How dare you accuse him of being a sadist, Jack?
I apologize.
Man, I'm not a sadist. I'm gonna go play Final Fantasy 13.
My favorite! It's not true.
Nope, hate it.
It's not that bad.
You take that back.
What? Who said that? Who said Final Fantasy 13 was not that bad?
Sam gonna front everyone.
Yeah.
He disagrees with.
That's what Sam is. Sam's basically just a confrontation machine.
You know what? Whatever. Forget it. Okay. No. I get how it's gonna be. It's like everyone against me, just like that last time. Danny, God, Dan.
Shout out to Dan Hibiki from the failed
There's
Loot
been
Drop
an update.
Pilot.
Dan is dead.
Yes.
Oh my God! Sadly. Yes.
Wait, what?
Martin and I was gonna say Martin again, but that's Sam. Martin and Sam played Street Fighter and an arcade machine, and it was Dan versus Ryu, and Dan got wiped.
Oh.
The legacy of Dan is no more.
Dan is no more. I killed him.
But then
Sam
I
pulling the strings right from behind the scenes.
Everyone, so now the reign of Chun-Li can begin.
Shut up, you girl. I can beat you any day
Damn
on a like, console. Like, Street Fighter 4, I can beat you. Oh, yeah, okay. I'd like to see you try.
I already did it.
I think a lot of people would like to see that.
I think we all want to see that, actually, yeah.
I'm gonna go get done some training.
Alright. So, if that is all, Sam, you get to nominate someone else to go next.
Yes.
Let's go with you, sir. You fine gentleman, Jack.
Ah, very well. Oh, I'm a fine gentleman now. This is the highest honor that's been bestowed upon me.
Thank you.
Come down to sandwich wench, don't get ideas above your station.
Alright, okay, so, like the majority of other people here, as we'll soon find out, I've been dabbling in Hearthstone.
Yeah! Fucking king of that game. Beat everyone.
Finally got round to it, and yes, it is quite good, I'm quite enjoying it. It kind of reminds me of the Pokemon trading card game online, which I had fun of with. I had fun of a game. That sounds dirty. But no, it's good fun. I'm basically just working through beating the single player bots. Not much else beyond that, just leveling up all the characters. I'm scared to go online because I'm fearful of being inferior.
You should be, because that's where I live. I'll crush you. Just like I crushed Sam. Sam can't even play the game anymore. I beat him that bad at it.
What? No. My laptop won't let me play it. If I
that's
can
his
play
excuse
it,
for not oh, of course, beat you. His excuse for not fighting me. Because I'm so unstoppable at that game.
Dale, actually, no. I played card games, like, I've played card games for all my life. I think that I would wipe the floor with you if I had the chance
you mean
to
like
play
you'd
it.
Wipe the floor with me at Street Fighter, then you lost.
Shut up. That was at the arcade. That does not count.
Counts totally.
The arcade is
yeah,
the only
the arcade
place
is
Street
like
Fighter counts.
The Shambhala of where that shit is decided.
Yeah, what he said about Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Wait, don't you mean M. Night Shyamalama Ding Blah Blah?
Shyamalama
all right. Ding Dong.
Yes!
No, I mean, ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Copyright violation.
And then Jack was fired.
Went out with a bang.
I went to go that far. Maybe went out with a slight fizzle.
Went out with a bing bang.
Went out with a disappointing spark.
Sparking.
Shout out to that joke.
That no one will know.
No.
But no, the first time I played Hearthstone was actually in a gaming cafe in Glasgow, because I was at a Rooster Teeth community event, and because I have massive social anxiety, I basically spent the first half an hour on a computer by myself.
Jerking off in the corner.
If by jerking off you mean playing virtual card games, then yes.
Yeah, that's what jerking is.
Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eventually
I started talking to other people, and we got a drink, and it was fun.
Then they all jerked off in corners.
Yep.
Into drinks.
Well, that took a dark turn.
They had to get Russian roulette with jizz.
Oh, fuck. Alright, so besides Hearthstone, I have, of course, been playing NBA 2K. It never stops.
Really?
Nope, never.
Welcome to the space game.
Yeah, pretty much. Annoying thing about that, you guys remember that video I showed you of the Anthony Davis, like, blocking that kid's shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, MVP. Runs to Carr. So I'm playing as the team that he is on, who happened to be my favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, they are called the Pelicans. There's an event that's just taking place in the NBA right now, as a matter of fact, called the All-Star Game, where basically all the players are voted in by the fans and by the coaches into this like big free-for-all game, pretty much. And in the game I was playing, Anthony Davis got invited to that. He was doing pretty well. And then he got a season-ending injury in the fucking exhibition game.
Nice.
So that was heartbreaking. I heard a slightly menacing noise there. I think he's...
Sorry, Sam's fighting ghosts again.
Death has come.
It wasn't me.
Death has come to claim Anthony Davis.
That one injury, that'll kill you, that will.
So that's annoying, but I shall progress like a champ. The only other game I've really been playing is a game on the Vita called... I think it's called TXK. It could be called T-Cross-K, for all I know.
I've been interested in hearing about this, actually. How good is it?
Oh, it's a special kind of game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's basically a shoot-em-up. Like it's basically Space Invaders, I guess.
Yeah.
But in a vector graphics style.
Yes!
It's technically a remake of an older game on the Atari Jaguar called Tempest 2000. And it's and it's developed by the same guy, Jeff Minter. And what you do in this game is you play as this. It would be disingenuous to call it a ship. It's a little yellow shape, kind of in the shape of a crab. And each level takes place. We'll get to your joke in a minute.
Continue.
As I was saying. Each level takes place like on a shape, pretty much. So on one level you could be playing on a circle, on another level you could be playing on like just a flat surface. There's even one level in the shape of a human ear. And
nice.
And what you do is your ship like scuttles across the edge of this level, and your enemies come towards you, like from out of the screen. And you just have to shoot them down. And as you shoot them down, you collect power-ups. And the game is narrated by...
Morgan Freeman.
No, by Stephen Hawking.
Yes! That was my third favorite.
Because the power-ups only stay within the level. Like, once you move to the next level, you lose them and have to get them back each level. So you start to get this regular noise of your ear of Stephen Hawking just going, pleasure, beauty, particle laser.
best Stephen Hawking impression I've ever heard.
And occasionally, if you do like really well on a level, as it's like disintegrating around you, he'll just go, yes, 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 yes. And yeah, so it's basically just like sensory overload with bright colors and vector graphics. And there are bonus levels where you fly through rings hanging in midair. I'm sure you've played this kind of game before.
Yep.
But as you pass through each ring, you're treated to the sound of a woman climaxing. And yes. That is not a joke.
Just what I want from Sonic. I mean, I want.
And yeah, it gets very difficult, I would say, as it goes on. The ship, like... I'm not joking, it like scuttles about the screen. It's really hard to control. I'm guessing that was intentional, but it takes
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man doesn't scuttle.
That's what you think.
Excuse me, Dale. Did you just say Spider-Man?
Oh, sorry. Spider-Man.
No. I think you mean Amazing Spider-Man.
I'm going to have to link everyone else to that picture now.
What the hell is going on?
Mason Spider-Man is what's going on. Continue your story, Jack. I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I think that's all there is to say about it, really. But in regards to whether I'd recommend it, it depends how much you like shoot 'em ups, I guess, and like classic retro gaming. Because it really does like play like an old school game. But if you're up for something a little bit different, and I guess it is kind of addictive... and also if you happen to be like one of the 10 people who own a Vita, because that's the only place you can play it, then yeah, give it a shot. It's pretty cheap as well. It's like less than £5.
It does sound really fun, but obviously I don't have a Vita, so
yeah,
can't play it.
Well, you know, you could fix that problem.
Oh,
and then God. and then we could play games together.
Surprise, Spider-Man. Yeah.
Okay, I think I need to take a look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
You do.
Oh god.
Oh, what the hell is that?
That's Spider-Man. God, if only I had a link dump that I could put that picture
in. Oh, I get it. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
It's like the Dolan thing that was going about for
years. Yeah, yeah.
Looks more like a salamander.
Tamis and salamander.
That's just my observation.
See, if you, like... If you click on it so it zooms in and out really fast.
No, I can't.
And that's something. Techno Spider-Man.
Anyway.
So, Jack.
That conversation chained together nicely.
Yeah. Who are you voting for now? I mean, vote for? Or nominating?
I'm going to vote for you, Dale, because I want to find out what Warcraft means.
Craft? So we'll start with like the smallest game, like the least amount of time that I've played, which is Hearthstone, because I'm too good at it and no one else will play me now. Because I beat Martin that bad that he got depressed, beat Stuart that bad that Stuart stopped playing, beat Jack violently so hard in my head he hasn't played me yet, and beat Sam so bad in my head that his computer can't
even play. Don't you dare! No, shut up!
Sam's too much of a bitch.
No, if I told you. It doesn't matter. Whatever, continue.
Why won't you just take the loss and learn from it like everybody else?
Like a man.
Yes,
oh, conversation.
Shut up.
I have no words.
You earned that loss, Sam. Be proud of it. Own it.
What loss? I haven't even played it yet.
Because he's too scared.
Don't beat yourself up over it, Sam. You know, everyone loses.
Especially to me at Hearthstone.
I don't lose!
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
We would like to welcome and say goodbye to Sam in the same podcast.
So other than that, I've been playing Pokemon X and I've finally started building up my official, like, six Pokemon team that consists of no legendaries. So I've been training
by
them.
By fucking time.
Oh, shut up, you. Fight me in the mud right now. Shirts off. I'll take you, bro.
Oh, I bet everyone would like that.
Especially Sam.
Sam has turned into Darth Vader.
That was amazing.
You're circumcised.
That was Martin.
Is that sure? No, wait, that might be Martin.
No. That's Martin.
My god, he became that tired and grumpy that he's developed a Darth Vader inside him.
Someone is dying from asphyxiation. I guarantee it.
So, Pokemon, yeah. I've been playing that. It's pretty good. Then I was playing World of Warcraft. It's basically a game where you just fight giant crabs. No, I'm lying. It's World of Warcraft.
World of War?
I had to do that once.
Never heard of it.
So, World of Warcraft. I've been playing that a lot. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Thanks for the input. Podcast hijacked by the sea.
Padme's dead! Get over it!
He said it's dying of laughter, so sure. That's the best laugh I've ever heard.
So, I may have blown my mic out saying that.
On to the news with Darth Vader.
Calm down. Take deep breaths.
Oh, I'm God. Trying.
Deep breaths.
Who's coming from Darth Vader? Oh. Oh my God. What the fuck even is that? Oh my God.
I think that's my lungs slowly collapsing.
World of Warcraft, I've been playing that. It's a big game. I've been playing a lot of it. It's good. There we go. I'm done. I'm going to die in a minute. Quick, Martin, take over.
Me? Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, the way your lungs are sounding, you've only got about 10 minutes left. Don't tell me. Oh, I'm lying down. I'm
slowly falling off my chair.
I have to watch going to the store.
I've actually cried.
I laughed so hard my hips decided to condense into my ribcage.
Not even that funny, it's just Darth Vader.
It's stupid, which is just funny. Oh man, stop.
Martin, game. Yes. Very. Proceed.
I also tried to play World of Warcraft, but I thought it was pretty boring.
Martin, that's so,
yes,
time.
It is.
There's that. What?
So you have no time or patience.
No, it's really slow.
Exactly, no time and patience.
Yep.
But like Sam, except Sam just judges everything.
No, I mean, no, even the move speed of the character is slow as fuck. And the animations to attack and swing your weapons are really slow. It's just the whole game's very slow process.
Yeah, I suppose. I enjoy them.
Welcome
continue.
To MMO.
And then Hearthstone again, but nobody's playing because Dale's too proud to face anybody now.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
I will play you.
Good.
And I'll take on the winner.
I'll play you again.
And then Sam will cry in the corner because he can't play it.
Other than that, I made poor choice of playing the entire Walking Dead Season 1 within a week.
In one go?
In a week. I played two episodes a night.
Oh, Jesus.
In the middle of the night. It's not fun. I like the fact that it's not fun. I like that games can be not fun.
Yeah.
What?
No, because this game is not fun.
I love it.
Awesome explosions and bullshit.
It's official. It's official. Martin hates fun.
So that's why he went to the dark side. They don't have fun.
So Martin, I've got this new game. How many children die in it? None. It's no fucking good.
Oh no. It's no. There's one episode where there's two kids die. And that was pretty fucking gotten.
Spoiler alert.
But,
I'm pretty sure the spoiler embargo on season one of a two-season game is lifted now.
Yes. I think probably season two is alright just now as well.
I don't know, it's still
only,
in progress.
It's only episode one. It's out. And episode 2 is coming
out. And it's been 3 months since episode 1 came out.
So everyone who's going to play it has played it.
You also might want to consider those people who are waiting for the full bundle to be released at a discounted price. Well, like
I'm trying to avoid spoilers for what's going to be about a year for episode 1.
Oh, well, fine. I'll just stick my fingers in my ears then.
Wait, you're waiting for the whole thing to be released? Are you stupid, or are you just stupid?
NBA!
Play episode 1.
The question.
Play episode 1, Davis. And then when episode 1 is done and episode 2 comes out, you can recap episode 1, play episode 2, and then get feels, and then wait for the third episode.
No.
Don't you know me?
I'm taking a lesson from Sam.
Good argument.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to open this box. I'm going to close it. Yeah. I'm serious. That was Pokemon, by the way. I opened my Pokemon box and paper fell out and I got annoyed.
Oh, I see. You didn't make that particularly clear. I thought you were, like, a metaphorical box or something.
Writing box. So.
Martin.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that, like, in films, you get other films than action films.
Yes.
But in,
like
in
the Lego
games, everything seems to be like a shit Michael Bay film. And then there's
Or
Walking
a Michael
Dead.
Bay film.
Yes. And then there's Walking Dead, which is like the opposite of that. And it's nice that things like that can
It's
exist.
Not designed to give you fun, it's designed to, like, fuck you up.
Exactly, it's designed to get an emotional reaction from
give you an experience.
So we can talk about the things that happened at the end of the first season of the Walking Dead game. Because Sam doesn't want to play it, because, like, I'm not even going to bother arguing with him about it anymore. It's just not his kind of thing, really, and, like, he doesn't really like The Walking Dead, but... Martin.
Well, I'll tell you what happens at the end of the first season. Everyone fucking dies.
Essentially,
who wrote The Walking Dead? George R.R. Martin?
But, like, Martin and me were having a conversation, because we both picked two different endings. Martin picked the ending where Clementine walks away and leaves him, and I picked the ending where she shoots him. And,
you have been looking after this child for the whole game, and look, if you happened to play it as the episodes come out, that meant you've been looking after her for 5-6 months.
Yeah.
Luckily,
you
it was a week for
a
me.
Connection with her, like it was probably worse for me because I had been playing it episode by episode.
Yep.
But like we were saying that for season two, like does leaving Lee, quote unquote, alive, even though he's a zombie. Does that change what's going to happen in season two? Like, are you going to have to go back and then Lee will still be there, either as a bullet-ridden corpse or as a living, dead zombie? Because, like, Martin was saying he's handcuffed down, but if you watch the season, there were zombies in there that were handcuffed down, and they pulled their arms out and, like, just tore their own hand off and just left the bone, which then made them have a makeshift weapon for an arm. And if they did that with Lee, the odds are he's going to put someone's life in danger. And that would be more psychologically destroying for Clementine, whereas if you just shoot him...
My thought process, right, is like, he's in this room, and there's a big corrugated iron door on one side, and the bulletproof door on the other side. So, he's got no fucking arms, and he's a zombie. There's no lot he can do. He can't get out the room.
But then if someone else goes in there, they're going to let him out.
But they will see him.
Yeah, no guarantee they'll kill him. I mean,
you just like slowly tap his head against the bulletproof glass until it eventually shatters.
Or he'll just be like, wait a minute,
science!
I'm sick of being a zombie, and then he'll just like turn into the old spice guy. It's essentially who he is if you think about it.
Because racial profiling?
No, because at the start of the game all he does is shout at things. He's basically a cross between Terry Crews and Nicolas Cage.
At the start of the game he's
Not
being relatively
bees.
Quiet in the back of a police car.
There's a part in, I think it's episode 2, where he can suddenly turn into Samuel L. Jackson, and your choices are like, nah, motherfucker!
Yep. I'm gonna ask Martin and Jack, because I know you two have played it, I'm not sure about Stuart, but did you accuse the old guy of being a racist?
I might
yes.
have done.
Yeah, I did too. I
can't
like,
remember.
She's like, what's his problem? Yeah, he's racist. I was like, yeah, just throw out the race card, I mean, he fits the
profile. All I remember is denying Duck a high five.
Yep.
Oh,
I did too. I couldn't stand that kid, and I was actually quite happy when I got the opportunity to shoot him myself.
I hated him until he turned into Robin, and then I was like, "That's pretty nice." High-fived him, and then they killed him.
I may have saved him back at the farm, and from then on he just pissed me off.
I decided not to save him because he was the stupid prick who ran thingy over with the thing and ended up getting him killed. I was like, nope, you're a horrible human being.
Process of elimination.
So remember when we were talking about games, yeah?
The Walking Dead is a game.
No.
Oh, you mean while we were playing? Yeah, Martin, yeah, what else have you been playing? I mean, we got through The Walking Dead.
Oh, well, after Walking Dead, I had to go to my safe place, which is Minecraft.
Oh.
And just, because nothing bad happens there.
Sunshine and bright colours.
So I was just sort of building stuff and trying to calm down and relax.
Did you build a giant gun, which you then pointed back at the screen at yourself?
Shout out to the end of Spec Ops line.
I built a giant green lantern. A green lantern.
Nice.
What other color would a green lantern be?
Yellow.
Could be yellow.
Don't be going into the
black.
Fear territory, could or the white territory, or the hope territory.
Yellow, green lantern, jack-o'-lantern.
What?
Michael Bay. Uwe Boll.
No, let's not get started on that.
Dale Barron, no, playing the list bad directors game.
Oh shit, I forgot one. No, wait, I got the both of them. They're both bad. That's cool. About as bad as you can get.
Alright, that leaves Stu.
Well, I've been playing a wide variety of games.
Hold on, everyone. Let's all just take a collective moment to be sad that Stu won't be singing his games list this month.
No, I will not be.
Aww.
A moment of silence.
I missed something.
Yes,
the last two episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
The supposed star of the show is apparently, you know, so modest that he doesn't even listen to his own podcast.
God.
I'm too important for that. I've got other things to do.
I've got a lot of things to do as well.
Shut up, Dale.
So, anyway, like I was saying, I've been playing a wide variety of games this past week. I've played the legendary PS1 platformer Crash Bandicoot.
Hey.
The real-time strategy...
Shout out to MJ.
The real-time strategy known as Crash Bandicoot 2. The my favorite Japanese RPG game, Crash Bandicoot 3.
Dude, remember when Coco died and it was really annoying because Phoenix Downs wouldn't work all of a sudden?
Oh, that was so sad.
But then Sephiroth came in and was like, shit, wrong game.
I'm a level 99 Aku.
Oh, shit, son.
Then after that, I played the famous flight simulator, Crash Team Racing.
Hey, you fly planes in Crash Bandicoot, it counts.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was playing the...
Not in that game, though.
No, not in Crash Bandicoot. Then I played the online card game known as Crash Bandicoot Wrath of Hearthstone. Which I so far have a 100% losing record of 0.
I'm sorry.
0-6.
Shit, son.
And then I've also played the famous soccer RPG Crash Bandicoot Twin Inazuma 11 Sanity.
I feel like Stu has a one-track mind this week. I can't quite put my finger on it, but if I think about it just a little bit longer...
Potatoes.
So, yes. Okay, right, real talk. The main reason I've been playing the Naughty Dog...
First time in 3 episodes we get real talk from Stu.
Can we not have one episode without the masturbation?
That wasn't me, that was Sam.
Can't help but notice that we've ended both of the previous episodes with that noise.
Yep.
It's our sign-off.
Oof.
Sign-off.
Shut up. So, anyway,
so
real
Naughty
talk.
Dog.
Yes, the main reason I've been playing the Naughty Dog Crash Bandicoot games is because I plan on streaming every single post-Crash Bandicoot Naughty Dog game at some point, but I wanted to practice...
What are you, twin sane?
No.
Boo!
I'm out.
Okay, guys, it worked. We got rid of Jack.
Finally! But yeah, I wanted to practice the Crash Bandicoot games because, I don't know, I want to pretend to be good at some games. thank you, Sam.
I'm sorry.
Vote
no,
of confidence it's from just, Sam it's, Sassy.
It's,
yeah.
just, it's just the way you said it. It's like, I want to pretend that I'm good at games.
As opposed to Sam.
Come on, Sam knows that.
He just knows he's not good at games.
No.
Shut up. I'm amazing at games.
I like how every 5 minutes in the show you just hear Sam going, no!
Yeah, this should just be called the Sam No Show.
Yeah, because he's not showed.
Well, you no-showed the last 2 episodes, Sam.
Boom. Shut down.
So, yes, I've been playing...
Streaming.
Yes. I've moved on from there. I was going to talk about Hearthstone. Because I played a little bit of Hearthstone, mainly because of everyone here plays it, from Sam. And then,
Sorry.
But I'm absolutely god-awful at card games. I've never played a card game in my life.
Did I beat you?
Yes, you did. It was close, but then you absolutely bum-rushed me and I died.
I just thought I'd get that on record.
Yeah. It's
Man,
okay.
Especially one.
I can admit that I lost. And then I've been, a few months ago I bought a game in the DS called Inazuma 11, which is a, like I said, a soccer RPG game, which is kind of like a cross between FIFA, Football Manager, and Pokemon. It's actually a lot of fun.
Like, do you just like send out Cristiano Ronaldo and send him out against other players?
Well, the idea is there's over 1,000 players within the game that you can sign for your team. That's the Pokemon aspect. And then you level up your stats.
Is Kobe Bryant one of them?
Not that I know of. Could be.
Dale, I hate to break it to you, but Kobe Bryant does not play soccer.
You don't know what he does in his spare time.
Or football.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
I'm going to phone him and tell him that you guys are being all, like, profiling against him, saying he can't play.
Good luck with that. He's in rehab right now.
Oh.
Yeah, because you people like you keep telling him he can't do things.
Oh, when I say rehab, I mean physical rehab, not rehab.
Not, ooh, them drugs rehab.
Yes.
By so way, anyway, Inazuma 11, good game.
It is, actually. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Though I've only just got to chapter 3 because I game overed and forgot to save at one point, so that was fun.
Fucking rookie mistakes.
I'm so used to auto-saves these days, it just slipped my mind. But yeah, that's...
I have actually seen this game in action. It does look pretty quirky, yeah. To say the least.
I'm not much of an anime person, so when they all started speaking,
I am.
Yeah, when they all started speaking in strong,
good to know.
When they all started speaking in strong English accents, I had to take like, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" But then I remembered that's an anime thing, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. So that's basically all the games we've been playing this past month. When I return to Edinburgh, I shall start the Naughty Dog stream, so you should go and watch it.
I'll consider it.
Obviously.
So I can see you fail repeatedly at Road to Nowhere.
Stuart shows up to all of mine, like a hell, I'm going to miss one of his.
Exactly.
Stuart's a recurring star of my live streams.
None of you have ever showed up to my stream.
Yeah,
because you never tell us.
Well, the last time I streamed was in 2009.
Well,
little do we know he's been streaming his disappointed face for the last 10 years.
Oh, there's a website online you can actually go on. It's just my disappointed face.
I want
and white noise playing in the background. It's been like that for since
Is
I got the internet, basically.
Com?
No. Half-Life2EpisodeThree.com.
Oh, you're one of those people. Alright, so I believe now is a time for a break.
Break!
So, when we return, we will discuss more things.
Topics.
Yeah!
Words.
We lost Sam down a well.
Dale, save it for later.
Can't help it.
That was a little more relaxed than usual.
Yeah, taking it easy, you know.
Well, Dale, I'm game master.
Yes,
topics.
No.
Topics.
So,
Sam
one thing
from the well.
One thing we should talk about in passing quickly because we don't want to ruin it for Stuart. The Lego movie is really good.
Don't fucking ruin it for me
either.
Jack, did you know everything is awesome?
Everything is cool if you're part of the team, Dale.
But then everything is awesome.
If you're living the dream.
Yeah.
High five.
Hold on, wait. I just got... Oh shit, that was my clapperboard again.
Well, we have to start the podcast again.
Take 304. God damn it, Sam.
But yes, without giving anything away, the Lego movie is very good fun. It's very well animated, I would say. I spent personally spent most of the film wondering how the hell they pulled it off.
I actually read into this. They basically built each like individual Lego block in a computer, and then it's kind of like Minecraft. They can lock together, and then it's almost like building Lego inside your computer.
Whoa, so imagine that! The Lego movie! It's almost like Lego!
But not quite.
Quite.
On Sam, right? Sam's been on half of one podcast and he's fired already.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically a lot of painstaking time, like putting in every single Lego block into a computer with all the right dimensions, and it'll only lock together like genuine Lego blocks would. So like when there's an explosion or something falls over, it won't like shatter pieces in half. They'll just come apart, and that's how they like. Then it was all just stop motion after that. So it's like a shit ton of work went into it, but it's fucking worth all that time they took.
Oh yeah, it was pretty awesome.
And well, also, Morgan Freeman is so fucking good in that film.
Everyone is so fucking good in that movie.
I didn't realize Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill were in it.
Yeah, I realized that afterwards as well. That's, like, perfect. Because I think, like, this film was written by the same guys who wrote the 21 Jump Street remake, which they are the leads in. And I thought that was a good movie as well.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Ice Cube was really good in that.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, I'm...
Okay, so I've got a question for Dale and Jack here then.
Yes.
So, for just someone who's like absolutely bored and just at the cinemas, would you like recommend the Lego movie just to like kill time, or would you be like you swear by it? Like, it's a really good movie.
It's very good. Like,
I want to go see it again. I don't say that often about most movies.
Yeah, I want to see it again as well. It's really
I would
funny.
Recommend you go see it tomorrow, Sam. Possibly in the afternoon
when Martin wants to go
tomorrow.
Because I can't get anybody to go and see it with me.
Well, I don't want to go see it yet.
See?
Our official spoiler embargo for movies is, if I recall, 2 weeks after their initial release.
Yes.
So that's how long you have before we start talking about it.
So that's not this coming Friday, it's the Friday after that.
Correct.
Well, I'm going to see it tomorrow, so preview for next episode, if you hear my thoughts then.
Yes. So, Sam and Martin, make sure you've seen it by then, so we can talk about the film.
I'll tell you what, if we can...
It's okay, you can talk about it all you want.
No, you can't.
Like,
No, you can't.
No,
I'll tell you what.
If we can't talk about the plot, then I can at least tell you an amusing story from when I went to see it.
Yes.
Okay.
How about that? Okay?
Okay.
This is even at my expense, too.
He got caught jerking off in the corner again.
Again?
It's just Lego looks so fucking good! Okay, so I went and saw the Lego movie on my own because I happened to be in town doing shopping and other manly things. So I was just passing the cinema and decided to kill some time and go see it. As soon as I stepped in, it was like 4:30, took a look at the ticket times. Next screening is at 4:30. So I thought, all right, I am a god.
Calm down there, Moses.
Calm down there, Kanye West.
Fish sticks.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I just went in and saw the movie. No fuss there.
Oh, that's a hilarious anecdote. Sure glad you told us that.
I'm getting there. It was a real rip tickler.
Not fucking finished!
Oh man, there's more. Everyone hold on to your pants.
Yeah, I saw the movie. How about that? Okay, so, I don't know if I've stated this on the podcast yet. I am diabetic. I'm type 1 diabetic.
I am diabetic.
Which means that I have to take insulin injections because my pancreas is not a team player.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say womb. Jack, you don't have one of those.
I do.
Stuart does, but he keeps it in a jar.
Yeah.
Probably the best place for it.
What the fuck just happened?
just move
you
on.
Were describing your pancreas, Jack. Continue.
Okay, so...
So Jack's pancakes?
So it's the last third of the movie, and something started to happen, which is known to diabetics as a hypo, which is when your blood glucose goes so low that you start to experience, shall we say, mild discomfort. And if left untreated, you can fall unconscious and possibly go into a coma. So naturally, I wanted to get that sorted out, but I also
went hardcore and found a coma halfway through the film.
People thought it was bad because I'd like fallen asleep or something, but no.
I was in a mild state of almost dead.
But it was hard to like pry myself away because like, oh, I was so close to the end of the film. I wonder if I can, wait it out.
Not die.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can survive the last quarter of the movie.
But eventually I thought, nah, fuck this. So I like darted out the screen, and for some reason the screen I was on was like way away from the main lobby, like through several winding corridors. I have no idea why. So I eventually...
For this exact purpose, if it kills as many diabetics as possible.
Precisely. So I made it back to the lobby, and obviously, like, people were still lining up for popcorn and shit like that. And I desperately needed something with sugar in it to get out of my hypo. So the only line that was completely empty was the line for Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
So I went there to the guy covered in tattoos who looked incredibly enthusiastic to be there. And the only flavor I recognized was fish food. You know, it's the one with the chocolate ice cream and the chocolate fish. Yep. So I got 3 scoops of that, and he gave me like the shitty little plastic spoon as well.
Did you eat the spoon just for good measure?
No, I did not. But it does play a role in this story.
Ooh.
So I pretty much did like the fast strut all the way back to the screen. I didn't want to like full sprint and, you know, draw attention to myself and also, you know, possibly render myself unconscious. So I did like a fast strut slash walk all the way back to the screen, sat back down in the pitch black dark room. All right, now I can get this sorted. I've only missed one minor plot revelation, but I know what's going on. I can't get the fucking spoon to work. It keeps like pinging out of the ice cream. Because I don't have as much strength as I should.
Spoons, how do they work?
Pretty much.
So, how do I spoon?
So I'm trying to like lift the ice cream out with the spoon, and it's just shout out to the Tick.
Thank you, Tick.
You know the Tick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody knows the Tick.
So yeah, the spoon is failing me. So eventually, I just like flick it away in frustration, leaving me with one alternative. I face-plant straight into the ice cream and basically om-nom-nom my way through it.
I just had this vision of Jack looking at the ice cream, look at the spoon, back to the ice cream, throws the spoon away and just face.
Pretty much. And I just started like gnawing away at it and ate through 3 scoops in like about 20 seconds. And
then had a sugar rush so powerful he ended up like
it did give me
exploding.
It did give me a slight brain freeze. But,
slight.
But, you know.
It will kill you, Stuart.
But it's better than the alternative.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, it was $2.35 for 3 scoops. That's mental.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, it did save your life.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to pay a premium for that. So I was fine by the end of it, and the movie was great. I saw the ending, and everything was awesome. The end.
Did you stay back after the credits?
No. I stayed.
About halfway through them and then thought, wait, why would they put something at the end of the Lego movie and then left? And then on the way home, I was like, I probably missed something.
Well, I stayed till the end of the song. But then, like, once, like, the generic credits started rolling, then I left.
Oh, man, you missed the Batman song again, then.
There was a Batman song?
Yeah.
Spoilers!
You know, the one that's in his car?
No, but I'm wary to talk about it because I don't want to upset Martin.
Yeah, that's true.
Although now I'm envisioning a fucking Lego Samuel L. Jackson at the end of the credits.
Without wishing to spoil anything, the very, very last scene of the Lego movie is pretty damn funny. Would you agree?
Yep. It's an amazing... It's all, It's just like great film all around.
Yep. Recommend. Get to it.
Cool.
All right. So with that out of the way, shall we take a moment to talk about the streaming sensation that's sweeping the nation?
Yes! Yes!
Man, Twitch plays Pokemon.
Twitch plays Pokemon. This yes. absolutely majestic social experiment.
Oh, I'm in love.
Which, in case you don't know, basically boils down to 50,000 plus people, or I think it's 70,000 right now.
Yeah, 70,000.
Yep. Getting together like 70, now.
In a Twitch stream, and some absolutely fucking genius wired an emulator for Pokemon Red, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
To the Twitch chat. So anyone watching the stream could input the words up, down, left, right, A, B, start.
And select.
And select, I guess, although does that serve any purpose in the old games?
No.
You can change the place of things in the backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. But that's it.
It would have been cool to know that 20 years ago.
That's why you get instruction manuals, Jack.
But yes, so it's essentially 70,000 people all trying to play Pokemon Red at the same time.
76,000 right now at the time of recording.
Fucking hell.
Are they still in the Rocket Hideout?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Fuck me. They've been in there like 3-4 hours now.
So
this is nothing, Dale. This is nothing.
I have...
They were trying to cut a tree for a weekend.
It's yeah, true. And Rock Tunnel as well.
I have.
They went through Rock Tunnel without Flash.
I have opened
brilliant.
Just now a document with a list of their accomplishments. Okay? So they picked Charmeleon. They picked Charmander to start with. And,
oh no.
And,
newbie.
Nicknamed.
Picked Charmeleon to start
nicknamed
with.
Nicknamed it left bracket.
I'm going to name my starter that.
They.
I'm going to name my first child, look.
They also captured a Rattata, which was nicknamed Jay Leno, or GLVWNNOOOO to its friends.
But it became Jay Leno in our hearts.
Yep, as well as a Pidgey, which has now evolved to a Pidgeot. They also traded a Spearow for the in-game Farfetch'd called Dux. They also have Drowsy, Oddish, another Rattata, for reasons which will come to light. And
it's stored in the box, is it not?
No. It and, well, Charmeleon, since it evolved, were released.
yes.
Somewhat heartbreakingly. Just like yesterday, I think it was, or was it earlier today?
I think it was... It happened while I was asleep, so I can't really say.
But no, the current party is Oddish, Rattata, Flareon, Drowsy, Dux, and Pidgeot. Pidgeot being the highest level at 44, which I believe is rather overpowered at the stage in the game they're at.
Yep.
Other accomplishments. They dropped the Moonstone and the Nugget. They chose the Helix Fossil instead of the Dome Fossil. And
they tried to drop it as well.
And if you look at, like, the subreddit that they set up and like some of the chat rooms as well, they've taken to worshipping it as a god. So it's like, in Helix Fossil we trust, thank you based Helix, etc. Yeah, they're in Saffron City right now, in the Rocket Hideout, is that correct?
Yeah.
They're going to be there at least all year.
Yeah, they're in the maze. That's going to take a while. Although, have they been there longer than it took them to cut that one tree
no.
and sell it on sale?
No.
Are they still, like, jumping between floors and walking through the stupid puzzles, though?
Probably.
Because there's a lot of trolls, like, either mashing on start or making them walk into the, like, the movement pads and sending them straight back to the start and then try to walk out.
Yeah, the problem is with Twitch chat is because the Twitch video is about 20 to 40 seconds delayed, so people are having to like almost predict the movements they're going to need, and it's just impossible, and it makes it even better.
But there must be like a whole metagame to that now, where you just like having to time your inputs and like constantly getting someone else to constantly put in like the B button to prevent people from going in the start menu or something.
Yeah.
They are doing that. People are constantly hitting the B button.
Yeah. But it's not been all ridiculously stupid. There have been some impressive feats. They made it through Rock Tunnel without having to use Flash.
They got through Lieutenant Surge's gym.
They got through Lieutenant Surge's gym on the first attempt, I think, is what I read.
Oh shit, I just thought of something. They're still in the Rocket hideout. If they have all their Pokemon faint, they're going to have to start from the start.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably already happened, to be fair.
Oh, man. So this stream's going to get called Twitch Plays Pokemon in the Pokemon fucking Team Rocket hideout for the rest of time.
Pretty much.
Probably. But it took them nearly 9 hours to get through Rock Tunnel, so that tells you everything you need to know, basically.
I did not know that.
Yeah. On that document, got the times. They entered in on the 3 days, 7 hours, and 32-minute mark, and exited on the 3 days, 16 hours, 15 minutes, and 58 seconds mark.
Jesus.
What's the current time they're at now?
4 hours. No, four days.
And 20... Did they start again?
Sorry, I wasn't... Let me just get into the video.
4 days.
4 days. 21 hours, 12 minutes, and 42 seconds. They're not in the hideout at the moment, though. They're in the Pokemon fucking... Center.
Oh no. God damn.
Oh my god, they're never getting through that.
Probably not, no.
How long do you reckon this is going to go on?
I think it'll be months.
A couple of weeks at least.
I mean, sure.
Until Twitch has server problems.
Yeah.
Surely it must get to the point where it's only like 1,000 people and then it becomes at least manageable.
But then they've still got all of everything to go through. And then when news starts spreading that they've moved further on, people will start coming back and then the numbers will go flying up again.
There's going to be like a massive reunion once they get to the Elite Four.
Well, victory
road. Like, guess who's coming to watch?
We need to get together when that happens, though.
Yep. We need to have, like, a live podcast watching the stream.
Yep.
Yeah.
A stream.
It'll be like
stream.
It'll be our extended version of E3.
A streamception.
Yeah.
But there was...
Speaking of, has anyone actually watched Twitch Plays Pokemon Plays Tetris?
I was just about to mention that.
I haven't ventured over there yet.
Another mad genius. So, the deal with that is... While Twitch Plays Pokemon is going on, another person has set up a stream of the original Tetris for the Game Boy. And whatever Twitch Plays Pokemon puts into their chat gets carried over as inputs to Twitch Plays Pokemon Plays Tetris. So they're, more Inception, basically. They're playing a game within a game within a game.
Kind of thing. I like it.
It's beautiful.
Have they managed to clear any lines, though? I haven't watched long enough to see if they have.
One time they got 3 lines.
Sweet.
Yes. What, I think the highest score was something like 2,000. In one game.
Oh,
that's quite impressive.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not quite that popular. It only has 465 viewers at the moment, which is a shame.
Well.
It deserves more.
But then the more
but it
viewers
has
it gets,
7,000
the
people
less it'll
doing
get
the inputs for it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so this experiment has proven quite popular, I would say. If I'm right in saying it got to, like, Pokemon Red and Blue got to number 2 on most popular games on Twitch.
It's still number 2?
Behind League of Legends, I think.
Yep.
Bloody League of Legends.
There's only one person who streams League of Legends I watch, and that's because he hates everyone and everything, and he's really grumpy, but he's really funny. Sam knows who it is. Sam's been quiet. Yeah, you know, the guy who did the reviews of everything.
Who's this?
Has Sam really fallen down a well?
Yeah, Sam, you're quite quiet now.
No, I'm listening.
He's getting a bit louder now. Yeah, I think he's coming out well.
Yeah, Sam, it's the guy who did the all the funny reviews of films and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, he does a lot of League live streaming.
Okay, right.
Does this guy have a name that you can recommend to the girls at home?
Is it LeBron James? Yes. It was LeBron James all day, every day.
Alright, so...
We've been going for over an hour, Jack. What's this anecdote? We need to get through all of the other spoons in the news.
We've almost been going for an hour.
I can leave the Sainsbury's anecdote if we think we're running too long.
Nah, let's do it. Sainsbury's anecdote. They're always fun.
Well...
They're better than Tesco anecdotes.
True.
Well, God, it's been a while since I've done one of these. Something I found out just today, I don't know if this is top secret insider Sainsbury's information, but apparently for Sports Relief, they're planning a flash mob. So if you happen to be in Edinburgh on Friday the 21st of March,
I will be.
Maybe don't, or maybe just like stay inside so you're not, you know, you don't burn your eyes or something.
I don't worry, I don't go near Sainsbury's. I still represent.
I don't go near sunlight.
Pretty solid reply.
Fair enough. But yeah, there was a particular incident which was quite amusing, I suppose. So, like most supermarkets, we don't let dogs into Sainsbury's. And
but they let me in there.
It's because you let the dogs out.
Oh.
And there's this regular who's come in a couple of times now, who always has, like, her... I think it's a greyhound with her. And she, like, ties it up just outside the door and then goes into shop. As soon as she goes into the shop and leaves the dog alone, it starts yelping bloody murder. Like, it's got serious abandonment issues. It will, like, not shut the fuck up until she comes back outside. And this particular time... I was just, like, watching it through the window, because this, you know, there's not really anything you can do about it. You can't really tell a dog to shut up.
You can tease it with a plush rub.
Unfortunately, we don't sell those.
You could
you should
stare at it wistfully through the window like Jack was doing.
Yeah, you could try. So as I was watching it, I watched it wrestle itself out of its lead, and it bounded into the store. And and almost knocked an old lady over.
Nice.
And it took me a second to register it. I was just like, there's a dog in the store. There's a dog in the store! So, that's not allowed. So I basically, like, go...
Dived on it.
I wish. I hate dogs.
Oh.
You bastard!
Sign of sympathy from Martin. Wow, I've hit a chord. No, I got bit in the face by a dog when I was very young, so that kind of
left
an emotional scarring. And a physical one that's still under my eyebrow to this day.
Bite it back.
So,
kick it in the nuts. Cut them off.
Then kick it. So I basically had to go like...
I feel your pain.
Well, that your nuts got cut off.
No,
do you feel his nuts,
like, as in, like, his, how a dog hurt him, because a dog, like, cracked my head open.
Aww.
Oof.
Bonding over dog trauma.
God.
Did you insult the dog, Sam? Did you say bad things about his mother?
I was in,
your mom's a bitch.
Okay, right.
Wait,
no, my auntie took me to a park, and the dog, I was minding my own business.
The dog tips
like,
at the top hat.
Well, I was really young, and a dog ran underneath my leg,
right.
And this dog was bigger than me, so it lifted me off the ground, and I just hit my head off the, like, concrete, and my head cracked open, and that's all I remember.
Were you not wearing a helmet?
No.
Never go outside without a helmet.
Or a suit of armor.
Or sunscreen under the suit of armor.
Yeah. I've got a dog bite scar, but it's kind of hidden by my copious amounts of arm hair. But yeah, we used to have a dog, and one time it tried to eat my supper, so I tried to drag it off, and it bit me in the arm. I was 5, and I was sad.
The dog that I encountered literally jumped up on its hind legs, clasped its jaw around my face, and held it there for about a second.
Dog bite stories, because I'm not nasty to dogs, so...
Me neither!
My dog has been nasty to me by eating my macaroni.
Well, you should have the macaroni.
The classic 5-year-old food.
Fair enough.
Fucking love macaroni.
Lock up your macaroni.
Hide your kids, hide your macaroni.
Oh, God. All right, so, shall we take another break before moving on to the news?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. BRB. So apparently you're not allowed to end a podcast with BRB anymore. Who knew?
No, you're not.
We should have had someone else do the intro and just pretend that we'd fired Check.
I'll dub it.
Please dub it in Polish. This has to be.
Challenge accepted.
We?
Okay. A knowledge of Polish.
I'm okay with this. Alright.
Warsaw?
News.
Warsaw? Really? Really?
That's news. All of my knowledge.
So, oh, yeah. First thing
we're doing a podcast.
Does anyone have a news jingle before we get started?
It's the news!
Yours is significantly better than mine.
Solid. Alright, continue, jingle Dale, keys. You were saying.
Good for babies, not from Batman. Flappy Bird was taken down from the App Store, but they've put it up on the PS Vita now.
Well, that's not strictly true.
Is that a clone that's on the Vita?
Yeah, they've rebuilt it in Little Big Planet, is what I heard.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And it looks almost identical, not even joking.
I need
it's
to
still
play
fucking
it.
Terrible.
You don't need to play it.
I think it being remade in Little Big Planet might actually get me to play it now.
Mm-hmm.
There is about 10,000 remakes out there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but none of them are
not
on
within
Big
another
Planet.
Game.
Little Big Planet makes everything better.
Yeah.
So, next bit of news, which I don't know anything about, Jack. What's this Candy Crush thing, King Candy?
Okay, so continuing our disgruntlement with King over their candy trademark. Did any of you guys read the open letter from the developer of Candy Swipe?
Yeah.
I did not.
I'm going to see if I can bring it up here and quote some of it.
All I have to say is, fucking hell, King.
Boo.
Yeah, I deserved that.
No.
Yeah. Don't worry, Stuart, I still love you.
So, the gist of it is, this gentleman by the name of Albert Ransom, in 2010...
That's a good name.
Yeah, in 2010, developed a game called Candy Swipe. And right off the bat, looks very similar to Candy Crush Saga, which was made 2 years later. Like, right down to the in-game assets. And now they're going after him over the whole candy trademark thing. He fired back at them, saying that he came first, so fuck off. And then they came back and said that they'd bought another Candy Crush clone that was made 6 years prior to his one, or something.
Yeah, there's one from 2003 they owned the assets for.
Yeah, and this is all allegedly in the name of protecting their IP. King. I don't think it's about that anymore. Would you guys agree?
No.
No.
So let's see. Congratulations, you win. I created my game Candy Swipe in memory of my late mother who passed away at an early age of 62 of leukemia. I released Candy Swipe in 2010, 5 months after she passed, and I made it because she always liked these sort of games. I have spent over 3 years working on this game as an independent app developer. I learned how to code on my own after my mother passed, and Candy Swipe was my first and most successful game. It's my livelihood, and you are now attempting to take that away from me. I want to take this moment to write you this letter so that you know who I am, because I know exactly what you are. Congratulations on your success. So there's a lot more to it than that, but basically, yeah, King is an evil empire now.
Not necessarily. Yeah,
they are.
It'll be interesting to see how many of these claims actually make it to court.
Although, I've heard the argument, though, that, to be fair, this is just King, like, protecting their trademark, which, they're legally obligated to do. We should be angry
It's a pretty standard thing.
We should be angry at the guy at the trademark office who approved this in the first place. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck you, Bob.
Fuck you, Chad from accounting.
Nice.
But is that not like Disney trying to trademark SEAL Team 6?
Wait, what?
Do you remember when Osama bin Laden was gunned down?
When he was killed, I suppose. When bin Laden and, gone down.
And everybody celebrated, and then they said in the paper what happened, and it was SEAL Team 6 that done it. And then Disney announced the plans to make a SEAL Team 6 film.
And Disney.
That and film became Red Dead
with actual SEALs.
Tried to trademark the term SEAL Team 6.
Oh dear.
It's funny because I can actually imagine it.
Yeah.
SEAL Team 6.
Arf.
We need that film.
Dibs. Oh wait, Disney already called Dibs. Damn it.
Dibsney.
Oh god. In other news.
So thanks to everyone for listening to the last ever episode of the podcast because bad jokes ruined us.
Oh.
They've killed Sam.
No.
Sam the Jordan.
Getting over the mental trauma.
Oh, if you wanted bad jokes, you should have seen the Facebook thread that Stuart had going last night.
Oh, God.
Rock puns galore.
I'm not even getting into that.
No.
They were mana rolls.
Damn it, Marie.
Shut up, Martin.
So I think we need to talk about the next bit of news, which is good for me and Sam, and it'll give Sam a chance to speak as well. Which is Final Fantasy 15 is apparently far into development and is a high priority.
Woo!
I have the relevant article here if you would like to hear more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam, what do you think of the news, Sam?
Well, you know, hopefully Square Enix can redeem themselves with this because if I remember right, they're in bankruptcy, so basically Final Fantasy 15, Kingdom Hearts 3, these are going to be their two probably comeback games if they can.
They're make or
break
games.
It's going to make them or break them, yeah.
Okay, so here's some more from this is from videogamer.com. We can't give too much information, but certainly looking at Final Fantasy 15, it's not as if it's in competition with Kingdom Hearts 3 for resources or anything like that. It's quite far into development now, and it has been given a very high priority within the company itself, but that doesn't mean Kingdom Hearts isn't. And they go on to say that despite the change in the name, it's retaining a lot of the original concepts from when it was called Versus 13. And still looks pretty swish.
Noctis is all I care about.
Yep.
Got a man crush.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I've seen the guy.
Oh, here's something interesting. And while Kitsay, I think he's the director, series producer, while Kitsay isn't directly overseeing Final Fantasy 15 or Kingdom Hearts 3, he's also shared his thoughts on how the power of Xbox One and PS4 could improve future Final Fantasy titles, hinting at the possibility of larger battles and bigger parties.
Yes!
So I, for one, would like to just see a massive burly brawl with the Heartless, like in Kingdom Hearts 2, but on a far grander scale.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty awesome. So, yeah. Good news for Final Fantasy fans, although, Dale, I'm still willing to take that bet that neither of those games are coming out this year.
I don't know, I think December time
pounds.
For...
£20.
No, stop banking me money, you keep winning for bad reasons, and I have to beat you at Mortal Kombat... No, Injustice, in order to not have to pay you money, because I'm good at Injustice. But,
okay.
The next one was...
But no, I'm... Oh, go on,
the
Dale.
Next thing
Sorry.
I was going to say about Final Fantasy 15 is, the game looks really good, but it also looks like they're definitely taking more time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I should say so, considering it's been in development for about 8 years.
Yeah, I'm cautiously
It can look amazing if it's fucking running in a straight line again. It's not going to make a difference, is it?
Yeah.
No.
I think all they have to do is release 5 minutes of gameplay of Noctis exploring a city, and that will be enough to calm the masses.
Yep.
Or just a large open plane. Look, no corridors. See, everything's fine. Give us your money.
Just a screenshot of branch and skull trees would be fine.
just show a screenshot of him standing in front of two diverging paths. Yes. Sandbox gameplay!
Show him building things out of Lego.
Oh, that would improve it. Oh, now I want Lego Final Fantasy.
Oh yep. My god, yes.
Well, it might happen if Square got tits up.
their first port of call will be Lego.
Doesn't they buy everything
To be fair, Lego make a shit ton of money, and they make really good games.
They do.
Even the Lego Movie game is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, apparently it like fills in the gaps of like transition moments in the movie.
Speaking of the Lego Movie, it has an amazing soundtrack. No!
Sam, I'm on the well again.
That was Martin.
It's been me the whole show.
Been tricked.
So, another bit of news which really, really, really amused me and made me happy is Little Mac from the Punch-Out series is the newest confirmed character in Super Smash Bros.
Indeed.
Yeah.
This was part of a...
What?
Yeah, Little Mac was just confirmed recently.
On Thursday, during the Nintendo Direct.
Yes.
Oh.
Let me know when they add Soda Popinski.
Who?
It could be a trophy.
I hope one of the assist trophies is King Hippo.
He was the Russian stereotype.
Or Don Flamenco.
But also announced in that Nintendo Direct, as well as Little Mac for Smash Bros., Game Boy Advance games are coming to the Wii U Virtual Console.
But not in the 3DS yet, weird enough, apart from the Ambassador games. But
yeah,
all of us are ambassadors.
Yeah.
I am.
Don't brag about it.
Virtual jerk-off.
As well as that, they announced a bunch.
Announced a bunch.
John Connery now hosting the podcast.
Put your teeth back in, Jack.
I'm sorry. I'm sure to have given myself
away. Announced a bunch of games.
I'm done.
For the second time, Jack is rage quitting the podcast.
Three, one more, and I'm out. For real.
What have they announced?
They have announced release dates for several games. Most notably, Mario Kart 8 is locked in for May 30th. With a bunch of new characters as well. I think all of the Koopalings will be playable.
Yes, they are.
Also announced...
Announced!
Fucking damn it. Also announced was...
Announced.
And since we're all Pokemon fans here, does anyone remember Pokemon Troze?
Never played it.
Vaguely. Yes.
Yeah, it's basically the Match 3 puzzle version of Pokemon. It's Pokemon Candy Crush, I guess. Or Pokemon Bejeweled. Ugh. I'm sorry.
You were almost dead to me.
So they're making a sequel to that for the 3DS called Pokemon Battle Troze, and that's coming out March 20th. There's a new Professor Layton game.
Announced.
Is it the
I didn't say that.
Growth.
Malignant
growth. Do you have to make a Facebook page?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, wait. You're saying there's a new Professor Layton game?
Professor Layton and the Azran Legacy coming February 28th for the 3DS.
That's already
out.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe
this
that's
is not the February the 28th,
but I can buy it from my work.
Maybe this is for the US then. Maybe that's the US.
Yeah, it probably will be, because I can buy it from my work.
Like about it.
Should we talk off again?
Also, Mario Golf World Tour coming out May 2nd.
Yes!
Jesus.
Stamp of approval from Stuart. And
never played a Mario Golf game.
Live stream from Stuart confirmed.
And last but not least, a new Kirby game called Triple Deluxe, also coming May 2nd.
You missed NES Remix 2.
Yeah, you fucking amateur.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you
want to... No one cares.
If you want to live in the past, there's that.
Has there been a like release date for Super Smash Bros. Games yet?
No, nope. Just this year.
We'll have yet to announce.
God damn it.
You'll never get to live that down.
On the one hand, it's nice to hear Martin laugh.
All right. So, next, Jack, you'll know a lot more about this because you like to... Well, actually, we both really liked Velocity.
Well, yeah, I put this in because I thought you might like this too.
How long did I sit and play that game for?
For, I think, longer than anything else, maybe.
Yes, I definitely played
that game.
You were
there for a while.
A lot.
So, Velocity 2X, which is the sequel to Velocity on the Vita.
No way. This,
funnily enough, it's coming out on PS4 and Vita. as well as a new trailer, which was fucking awesome, they announced that it will be basically max specs on PS4, so 1080p and 60 frames. And they'll also be cross-buy and cross-save, so you buy one version of the game, you get the other for free, and you can share save files across both versions of the game.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
Yep, that's a promotion they do for several games. I think the developers of Velocity have always done it for the games they've released.
You have a Vita, don't you, Sam?
Yep, I've got a Vita and a PS4.
Have you played Velocity?
No, not yet.
You should definitely play the first one and get the second one when it comes out, because it's actually really good. How much are a PS Vita? God, I'm worse in English at Jack. What? That was more English. I'm worse at English than Jack.
They cost many shekels.
Well, it's funny they cost a bunch of pokey dollars, because I have 3 million of those.
It's funny you should ask, Dale, because they actually recently released a new model of the Vita, a slimmer model.
Yep, Vita Slim.
Which is 100 and... I want to say 50?
I'm
double-check. So tempted to buy one of those. What's
yeah,
it come
same,
with?
But I have no money.
Get the PS4 first.
No, I would say get the Vita first.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of good games in there to play, despite what everyone says.
What does the £150 one come with, though? I'm busting
a cardboard box, an instruction manual.
Unlike the original Vita, it comes with 1 gigabyte of internal memory, so you don't have to buy a memory card straight away.
How much will that 1 gigabyte actually hold, though?
It'll hold save files. It won't hold games.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't mind about that, but as in, like, will it hold a lot of games?
Like I say, it will hold a lot of save files, but it won't hold a lot of games. Pay attention.
That's what I mean, but let's save a lot of games, as in, like, profiles.
Yes.
Oh, good. Because I don't like ones where, like, you can only save, like, 5 game profiles. It's like, okay, get a new fucking card now.
Yeah. But if you want to buy games digitally, then getting a memory card is pretty much foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Does it come with anything else? Am I going to have to buy games as well?
Depends if you get it in a bundle. I don't know if the new version is available in any bundles yet, but the old one was.
I don't believe it's in a bundle yet.
I'm going to go onto the game website and look at the PS Vita bundles, actually.
You should see if they've announced anything yet.
Announcement.
It wasn't even that exaggerated when I said it.
Sorry.
That's actually a very good impression.
Are you checking the website?
Website? It's funny because shite. I'm not even sorry.
So yes, Vita, Velocity, and its sequel, all recommended. Go watch the trailer of the Velocity 2X. It's quite cool. More news. Just a couple more bits to go. I can't recall the chap's name, but the voice of Master Chief has offhandedly confirmed that Halo 2 Anniversary is coming out presumably
this
year.
Steve Downes.
Downes.
He's the voice of Master Chief.
Yeah. So, as he confirmed Halo 2 Anniversary, I guess, kind of. You'd think he would know, considering he's a voice in it. And also said that Halo 5 will not be released until 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I also want the record to show that Martin just used the acronym BRB in the chat. You fucking hypocrite!
Nice.
So Martin is banned from the podcast now.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, Sean Connery is banned from the podcast now.
Podcarp.
Anybody looking forward to Halo 2 Anniversary or Halo 5?
Halo 2 Anniversary, yes. Halo 5, not as much.
Yeah,
I'm
not much of a Halo person, though I did play all through 3 and got kind of bored of 4 quite quickly, so I probably won't be checking out those two.
Yeah, I like Halo, but I think I burnt out on it on Halo 4. I did like it, though. I don't know if I would get an Xbox One for it, though.
No, definitely not.
Unless they do something absolutely ridiculous with it. We'll have to wait and see.
And speaking of Xbox One, our final bits of news, or bits of news, thank God Martin's not here. yeah, if you happen to own an Xbox One, you should know that the Titanfall beta is now open to everyone. So why are you listening to us when you could be playing that sweet game?
No, shut up. Listen to us, then play it.
Do both.
Give us all your money.
Play it while listening.
Play it with us while listening to it.
I give us your money too.
But nobody heard what I said.
Yes, what did you say? I did.
I said play with us while you're listening to it.
Come play with us.
Play with Sean Connery.
He ever comes back.
But nope, he's gone.
He's still BRB'd.
Burb.
He's still be right backed.
Burb.
Is that how Sean Connery makes a raspberry?
Yes.
Oh fuck.
Oh, Bane's back.
Where's Bane? Where's my cup?
Oh, fuck. Oh, imagine if Sean Connery had played Bane. No one would know what the fuck was going on.
It would be pretty much the exact same thing.
Fucking, we have to have a Bane cast.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to ask you to repeat yourself.
We need to have a Bane cast.
No, happened before, no. It's not gone well.
Pardon you, sir. Shut up.
I can't
do the Bane voice, I can't make like really shitty innuendos in the Bane voice. Could someone do it for me, please?
No.
Oh, but. Thank you, that was perfect. That's exactly what I imagined.
I'm going to break your back, Batman. With great force.
That sounds like Bella's rubbish. Donald Duck.
It would be better if I had a glass over my face.
That was actually quite good because you couldn't fucking tell what he was saying.
He has a glass over his face.
And tiny sprinkles.
Perhaps this will bring life someone like Superman before falling out of plane.
That was quite good.
Yep.
Check us with the dated references.
I was a semi-skilled impressionist in a past life.
Titty sprinkles.
Still need to make that my ringtone.
Yeah, you really do. They need to send it to me so I can do the exact fucking same.
Alright, so that brings an end to the nudes. Unless anyone else has anything they would like to append, then...
No, I'm getting my clothes on.
So proud.
He's learned.
Well, we should probably announce that I've returned, seeing as you took 2 minutes to announce that I departed.
Oh, Sean Connery has departed, and Martin has returned in his stead.
On his steed.
Hypocrite.
And I didn't type B into the chat to signify my return.
Tits.
Clearly the conversation is devolved, so I think we should probably end it there.
Yep.
Boobs. Okay, no.
All right. Remember, hashtag slow down Maurice.
If you guys don't mind, I would actually like to talk about some anime news.
Go on.
Oh, if you must.
Oh, if I must. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry.
Final ruling.
No, let's end this.
No.
Father's a lunatic. He was in Hexenberg.
Okay. So, anime. Is there any particular anime you want to talk about, Sam?
Well, I was going to start about talking about, you know, the season of crap has passed.
Yes.
I should probably explain, for hardcore anime fans, there's the winter season. Whenever animes come out in the winter, it's been known as the season of crap, because usually more times than not, the anime that comes out within that season is, like, really bad, but there's always, like, one company that's willing to take the risk and try and do something amazing. So, this past season of crap, I'd probably say the best anime to come out of it would be an anime called Samurai Flamenco. And I would really recommend watching it because it's, like, so mind-blowingly amazing. Do you guys, like, remember growing up watching the Power Rangers and stuff like that?
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah, well, basically...
Go Power Rangers!
The premise of this whole show was that there's a male model who grew up watching all these, like, superhero shows.
It's like my life story.
He wants to become a hero himself.
Is his name Stuart Johnson?
within the real world, like...
That wasn't enough!
No, Stuart, I'm sure that.
There's, like, no monsters to fight. There's, like, no superpowers, no transforming, no anything. He's just an ordinary guy trying to be a superhero. And he gets into, like, a lot of antics, and it's just
shenanigans
really amazing.
Ensue.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, well, let me just basically tell you, like, the first opening scene of the episode, he's naked.
I knew it.
10 out of 10.
He's
best anime ever.
And a cop stops him. So, but it has one of the biggest plot twists ever, right? And it's an ongoing
He's
series.
A woman.
He is his no. own mother.
Is she a man? No.
Is she a man? No, but
she does like tuna a lot.
Oh, Ruby.
Yeah, so like, it's really good. I would recommend it, watching it. Like, if you guys are bored and not doing anything, just watch it.
Samurai Flamenco. Is that correct?
Samurai Flamenco, yes. Yep. The name alone should spark interest.
What was the other anime we were talking about that was the one that came out of the season of Crap Sam?
Guilty Crown.
That was it. Guilty Crown. That was the fucking standout anime except for the end. But we don't talk about
end.
That.
No.
It's the only anime to ever have an end. I mean, no one knows what happened to it. It just didn't come out. And
yeah.
It wasn't terrible and didn't have shitty plot twists that not even M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong would go near.
Mm-hmm. But on to more newer animes, like recently that just came out. Like
Outlaw Star.
No, that's
old. Like really the fucking 80s to 90s.
Yeah, let's talk about Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Guys, have you heard about this film called Akira? It's amazing!
Akira! Oh my god,
my
god.
So good.
I've never
heard of
that before.
Toriyama? Didn't he make Dragon Ball?
My new favourite anime is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Of course.
Straight wins! End the podcast.
This is a good game, guys.
Alright, let me just talk about this one last thing and then we can do whatever. So, basically, this new season, of anime, probably one of the best anime to come out of this new season is a anime called Noragami, and it's about gods, mainly within the Japanese mythos, and they basically grant wishes, and they only exist because they've
you
been
have to
born
collect
by
the seven
a witch
Dragon Balls
of someone.
First.
No. Nothing like that. You have to pay them to do stuff. Like, you can get the gods to do stuff for you, but you have to pay them.
Here's 50p, go get me a fucking ice cream. I'm having an iPhone.
Well, technically, yeah.
You'll need 235 for that, Dale. I think you'll find it.
No, you only pay them pennies.
Alright, 235 Sweet. Pennies then.
No, you only need to
You're gonna
pay them
get a
one.
Questionable look from them, though.
One penny per request.
Cheapskates.
Here's a penny, now give me all your money.
There are Facebook pages called All Hail the Helix Fossil.
Yeah. Oh, I need to go for that.
Yep, I just found it and liked it. So
I think we should
anime,
stop
Sam.
Interrupting Sam before he kills us all.
He's gonna pay 50p to get these fucking gods after us.
Basically, for the anime, like, if any anime fans listen to us, basically, I would, like, recommend, like, out of all the animes that have come out this season, Noragami is at the top of, it should be at the top of your list to watch.
Noted.
That's a thumbs up from Anime Man Sam.
I just want, like, if we ever make a video one, when Sam gives a thumbs up, it has to be, like, him with a thumbs up and then crash zoom in and have, like, the little, like, ting on his teeth. Like the really cheesy Japanese background of like things exploding and stuff.
Yatta!
See, every time someone says that, I just think of Masioka's character Hiro from Heroes.
Yep, exactly. That's where I first heard it. Fuck Street Fighter.
Yeah, fucking Dan.
Oh god. Chun-Li, you hate
Dan. No, but I'm saying Dan when Jack says no, Street was... Fighter, I was like, no, fucking Dan. Who even needs him?
Dan-Ni.
Hello, new Yoko!
Dan-Ni did an ambulance.
Tiger,
you tried the tiger knee three times and went flying over, Sam.
What's yep. going on?
Danny.
I don't play Street Fighter. Spinning I don't bird know what's happening.
Tiger.
The spinning bird kick is better than the tiger anything.
Tiger up your butt.
Yeah, never play Martin if he's playing as a seagull, because all he does is just spam tiger attacks at you.
Sagat deal.
So I said seagull. No,
boo.
That's him. He's a fucking seagull. He does his shit everywhere.
I have photographic evidence that Steven Seagal is actually Dan. So shut your fuck, mate.
So shut your fuck,
Dan,
mate.
So Jake, when you write it, can we get like a like Nightcore remix of Shut Your Fuck, Mate? Dubstep remix confirmed.
Shout out to the Burstcast.
It's a fucking amazing podcast, shut up.
That's the best episode of any podcast I've ever heard.
Two and a half minutes?
Of two and a half minutes dubstep. Of dubstep.
Oh, I need to hear
okay,
this.
Okay,
right
I'll link
now.
You to it, hold on.
Alright, are we done?
But on that note?
Yeah, on that note.
Shut the fuck, mate.
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of The Loot Drop.
Well done for listening.
Yes, thank you. Well done if you made it this
end.
Far.
Congratulations. A winner is you.
You're a winner.
If you so wish, we have a Twitter account that you can follow for podcast updates at Loot Drop Podcast. We also have individual Twitter accounts if you want to be a pal. You can find myself at Project J, Stuart at Super Game Fight, Martin
yeah.
at Martyr Show. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Martyr.
Nope.
Martyr Show.
That's it.
And Dale at Fenris Wolfblade. And
Flex.
I believe Sam doesn't have social media because he's weird.
Nope, so you can follow Sam's one at WeHeartGaming,
no!
which is still run by me, but I pass all that shit on to Sam as well.
You can follow Sam in real life, but, you know, kind of illegal.
If you're a gypsy, it's not a good idea, because if you're a gypsy, he'll beat the shit out of you.
Well, no, I have been followed before.
Yeah, and then you beat them up because they were gypsies.
No, I couldn't beat them up because I had a sprained leg. Like, the ankle, even. Sprained ankle.
But if you'd been healthy, you totally would have hurricane kicked them in the face, right?
Burstcast.
Well, no.
Was,
oh, good.
It was late at night, and I was being followed because I was walking home, and I was, like, you know, just stumbling my way through the streets, getting home, and then this guy out of nowhere starts following me. So I'm like, oh my god, oh god, it's like dark. I'm like,
you sure
injured.
It wasn't your shadow?
No, it was the guy. It was.
I've had that problem before.
And then
especially
I'm like,
at
oh,
night.
I better speed up. So I
Shut
speed
up,
and then this guy's he's like just he speeds up as well. So I'm like, oh god, what am I going to do? I can't fight because I'll hurt myself even more. So I crossed the road because I thought this will, you know, if he's not following me, he won't cross. And if he's following me, then I'll think of something. So I crossed the road and I start walking, like stumbling even faster. And then he crosses the road. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a coincidence. So I cross the road again. He crosses the road. I'm like, oh my god.
Was
do?
It the lollipop man, maybe?
No! So I keep stumbling, I'm like, okay, right. Oh, come on, think. So I start zigzagging, like, crossing the road, and this guy is, like, not stopping. What
How weird
follow
must
me.
This have looked?
Maybe he would drop somebody, try to give you back. He's like, why is this fucking idiot keeping on crossing the road? Just take your
They're
road.
Both
no, I didn't drop anything. And he was so close to me, but luckily, my dad had just drove up round the corner, and like, he like stopped right next to me, like, do you need a lift? I dive into the car, and I'm like, Go! Basically, as soon as I dive in, I see this guy just literally speed up at full force, and then my dad drives off, and that was the end of it. So, I'm alive.
Plot twist, that guy following Hooray! You was your dad, the guy in the car was an alien.
And on that note, we should probably remind people that previous episodes of the podcast can be found at lootdroppodcast.blogger.co.uk.
In case you want to subject yourself to more torture.
Yes.
You can hear better.
Oh, no, I mean,
episodes.
Support us, please.
We also have an official website now. It's www.meatspin.com.
No!
All right. Thank you for listening. And you shall hear from us soon.
We'll hear from us again.
Yeah, we will. We kind of have to.
Goodbye, my lover.
Goodbye.
Bye.